here at the 2015 Animal Ag Alliance Stakeholder Summit in Kansas City, Missouri, and Roger Cady, Sustainability Lead for Elanco Animal Health, just got off the stage talking about sustainability. So first of all, Roger, tell me a little bit about your background in the industry.
My background, I grew up on a dairy farm in upstate New York. I've been involved in agriculture my whole life. Became a quantitative geneticist as an undergrad. Worked as an academic professor for 18 years, joined industry 15 years ago, and currently serve as the Global Sustainability Lead for Elanco Animal Health.
Today you talked about three pillars that kind of sum up the sustainability efforts, and that's the environment, the social impact, and the economic impact. Let's kind of break those down briefly and talk about our efforts in animal agriculture and how we need to conquer those. Let's start with environment.
So in the environment, and we've been very focused on the environment and agriculture for very many years. Farmers are the natural conservationists of the land. They look after the land, they take care of the land. And of course, there's many environmental regulations that have been imposed. But absolutely key among this is preserving our land, preserving our water supplies in order to continue to produce the food that we need on into the future.
Well, we talked a lot about millennials and their impact on the food we eat and the social impressions that they receive through different channels than we did 5 or 10 years ago. Let's talk about the social impact when it comes to sustainability.
We're focused a lot on the product. We're focused a lot on the environment, but we need to focus on the people too. And some of the prime people we need to focus on are the people that produce the food. And very often those people are the people who have the least to eat, believe it or not, and are in a case of poverty. So sustainability also means providing for the people who produce the food globally. And we need to be more global in our view than just U.S.-centric.
I think you made the comment that about half of farm families across the world live in poverty, and I think that's a frightening statistic that many of us here probably had not heard before.
Yes, that's true. And to be honest with you, until I became the global sustainability lead, I was very U.S.-centric and thought of the farmers I know here in the United States, Canada, Europe, and so on. But when we realize that over half the population of the world lives in Asia and Africa, and think about how people in those countries and produce the food and the struggles they have, it really opened my eyes.
Well, let's talk about the economic side of it. We talked a lot about the ROI efforts and the kind of sustainability baseline we need to be at.
So the economic is an economic viability, and unfortunately, too many people have shortened that to just profitability, and profitability is important. There needs to be a living wage, which is what we just talked about, a living wage for those people who produce the food and process the food. That needs to come, but there also needs to be affordability and accessibility in order to have food security around the world. And without that food security, we have social crises, and so we need to provide that accessibility as well.
Well, when you're wrapping things up, you talked about four key areas. You know, you talked about there's no answer, there's no method to all this, but four ideas that we need to be focusing on, and that's promoting those, communicating, keeping things transparent.
Well, I think one of the biggest message was we can force compliance by having regulations or KPIs or whatever you want to call them. But that doesn't necessarily mean we'll reach the goal. So what we really need to have are those goals that were set up, which is outcome-based as opposed to prescriptive-based. Secondly, we need to be transparent about what we do so that people understand what's in that black box that was described earlier about, we know the meat is our cows and we know the steak on our table, but need to understand what happens in the middle. And lastly, it's telling our story, and that's be proud of our story, tell our story, because we have everything to be proud of in animal agriculture.
We should be proud. Once again, talking with Roger Cady, Sustainability Lead for Elanco Animal Health here at the 2015 Animal Ag Alliance Stakeholder Summit. I'm Jamie Johansson.